Hurricane Dorian, packing winds over 200 miles per hour and pushing a storm surge of up to 25 feet, is hammering the Bahamas right now. The Bahamas are almost all under 30 feet above sea level, meaning, well, you get the picture. If you want to see what rising oceans mean for the future, this week will give us all a frightening sneak preview. The Trumpster was so concerned he canceled his trip to Poland, supposedly to take a hands-on approach to the incoming disaster, but actually to play 18 holes of golf. His handlers argued that he was paying close attention, with advisors bringing frequent updates. Considering his warning that folks in Alabama should be prepared to evacuate, I'm guessing the updates came from his caddy. What? Him worry? Alfred E.'s got nothing on the golfer-in-chief, that's for certain. But it is, after all, Labor Day, and I'm sure you'll agree that even the hard-working president of the USA deserves a vacation. Trade wars are easy, he tells us, but come on, you and I know it's actually hard. He just doesn't want us worrying about him. Trump famously castigated Obama for taking time off from his job to play a few rounds of golf, but that was then, this is now, and the job is harder, maybe the hardest it's ever been in history. Why the man has played 229 days of golf in his first 2.5 years on the job. Golf News Net, a must-read site for those who want to stay abreast of our duffing prez, states that he has played golf or spent time on his golf courses 22% of the time since being elected. This, of course, is how billionaires conduct business, off the tee. It's where the deals are brokered, and if a man cheats a bit, welcome to the world of high-stakes finance. And sure, it costs a bit to fly to those golf courses with a full entourage of Secret Service folks, but would you rather have a stressed-up leader of the free world? No, I didn't think so. Let's be honest. He wasn't going to stop Hurricane Dorian anyway. Not unless it was going to make landfall at Mar-a-Lago. In which case, he's got his hand on the nuclear button. Lose Mar-a-Lago, and where would the next G7 summit be held?